topic for tonight is the issue of manipulating Ibur Hashanah. We're familiar with the idea that the Beis Din can manipulate the Chodesh. Right? They can decide in any given month, well, you know, we need to make sure that we have 30 days. Even if Edim show up, we will intimidate them. We'll find some way to try to disqualify their Edus. Does Beis Din have the authority to similarly play with Ibur Hashanah? To say, you know what, we want an Ibur year this year. We don't have the reasons to do it that are enumerated based on Psukim. There are three reasons that are enumerated based on Psukim, as we'll see. We don't have those reasons. Nonetheless, we think it's necessary, so therefore we're going to rig the system to have an Adar Sheni. That's the fundamental question. We will see a machlokas between the Tzlach and the Menchas Chinuch. We begin, of course, where all of this must begin, which is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, source number one. Halach Mitzvah Rabbi Akiva Meitzah. Remember the story involving Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua is sure that Rabbi Gamliel declared the wrong day to be Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he has the wrong Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Gamliel issues a decree that Rabbi Yeshua should come to him on the day he thinks is Yom Kippur, with his walking stick and his money belt, v'chulei. And Rabbi Akiva finds Rabbi Yeshua very upset, but actually the way the story is told, because of the love of pronouns that we generally find within Chazal, mirroring the Psukim as well in the Torah, where there's a great love of pronouns, and there's some confusion sometimes as to who exactly is the subject of the pronoun. Same thing is true here. The story goes, Halach Mitzvah Rabbi Akiva Meitzar. He went and encountered him, Rabbi Akiva, upset. So Ibayalu, the Gemara asks, Mi Meitzar, who is upset? Rabbi Akiva Meitzar or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzar? Was it that Rabbi Akiva was upset when he encountered Rabbi Yeshua, or was it that Rabbi Akiva encountered Rabbi Yeshua who was upset? Tashma, come and hear Disanya from the following brisa. Halach Rabbi Akiva, umitzal Rabbi Yeshua kishehu meitzar. Well, that sounds a lot more clear. Rabbi Akiva went and found Rabbi Yeshua when Rabbi Yeshua was upset. Amar lo, he said to him, Rabbi, mipnei ma'ata meitzar. Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua as well as Rabbi Eliezer. So he says to him, Rabbi, what are you so upset about? Amar lo, he says back, Akiva, roi lo sheyipo lamita shnemes archodesh, val yigzor alav gzerazu. Better to be bedridden for 12 months than to have such a decree. I know this is Yom Kippur. How in the world can I show up with my money on Yom Kippur? So Amar lo, he said to him, Rabbi, my master, tarsheni lomar lefanecha davar echad shli meditani. Permit me to say one thing that you've taught me. So Amar lo, amor, go ahead. Amar lo, harehu omer atem, atem, atem. Right? Shalosh pa'amim. The Torah says three times. Osam, atem, it's written, aleph, tav, mem. You make the declaration. Atem afilu shogin. You do it, even if it's by mistake. Atem, or maybe even take reosam. You shall identify them, even if it's by mistake. Afilu mezidin, even on purpose. Atem afilu mutin, even if you were tricked. It doesn't matter. That's when Yom Tov is. And Balashan Azeh, Omar lo Akiva nichamtani nichamtani. He says, as others are wont to say on other occasions, Rabbi Akiva, you have provided me with consolation. Good gesagt. Whatever they decide is Yom Tov, is Yom Tov. That's the source in the Gemara for the idea that Beis Din can do whatever it wants. The Rambam codifies it in source number two. Hidal Chavas Kiddush HaChodesh Perk Beis. Beis Din Shekitshu with HaChodesh Ben Shogin Ben Mutin Ben Anusim. Whether the Beis Din set up the date because they were wrong, simply by mistake, whether they have been tricked, whether they were forced to do it, doesn't matter. Harezim Mekudosh, that's the way it works. V'chayav and HaKol Atak and Amoedos Al Yom Shekitshu Bo. Everyone's got to set up their Yom Tovim based on the day that they declare. Avo Pish is a Yom HaShetau. Even if somebody knows, yeah, they did it wrong. Chayav Lismoch Alayim, he must rely on them. Shena Davar Masur Elam, it's only given to them to adjudicate. Umisha Tziva Lishmar Moados, Hu Tziva Lismoch Alayim, the same one with a capital O, or capital number one, if you will, who told us to have Yom Tovim, is the same one who said we should rely on those days. Shnamar Asher Tekru Osam, the whole deal. Okay? Good? That's the basis for the power of Beis Din. Parenthetically, exactly, which we're going to come back to. So far, it's only stated regarding the Chodesh. Good. An interesting parenthetical note, though, regarding this power, going back to our discussion that we had last time, right? Last time was already back before Yantif, when we talked about Lemafreya, right? We said that if Beis Din declared the old month to be 30 days, and then Edim show up and say, actually, we saw it on the night of the 30th, and therefore it should have been a 29-day month, Beis Din actually goes back and says, oops, It was actually a 29-day month. So we saw that already in the Rambam, Hechos Kiddush HaChodesh. I brought you for you here in source number 3 as a refresher. Yeroi li shei machlokas ha-chacham v'davar ze'a l'bashar chadashim chutz minisin v'tishrei. There is some debate about non-nisin and tishrei. Obeidei nisin v'tishrei shabo achar shavro regalim. You know, for example, what if the witnesses for nisin and tishrei show up after Yom Tov? So am I going to now say Yom Tov was on the wrong day? Shekvar nasa, mashanasa, v'avez manakabonos, is manamoados. So then there's some machlokas by other months, and there's a machlokas by Nisan and Tishrei after Yom Tov. Avolimbo, aida, minisan v'tishrei kodim chatzi achodesh. But if witnesses come in Nisan or Tishrei before the halfway point of the month, before Yom Tov, mekalim edusan, we listen to them, vein ma'amen alayim klal, we don't try to get them to change their testimony, shein ma'amen alayim sheidu ala chodesh ra'u bizmano kedei la'abro. You're not supposed to try to intimidate them. You don't say, well, we're going to make it a 30-day month anyway. You go with what they say. Right? That was the Rambam's position. We would actually go back retroactively and change things. Meaning, if Eidim show up on what we consider to be the 11th day of Tishrei and say, actually, today's Yom Kippur, right? Or the 12th, we say today's the 12th, you're going to listen to them. As I say, that's what the Rambam is saying. It's before the halfway point of the month in Nisan and in Tishrei. If so, how do we understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about the Leviim messing up in the song and the whole discussion about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Source number 4. The Mishnah says, Barishona Yimakavla Nedes HaChodesh Kal Hayom. Initially, the practice was that for the first of Tishrei, they would accept testimony all day long on the 30th day of Elul. Witnesses came at any point during the day and said, we saw the moon last night. Today now becomes Aleph Tishrei. That was the initial practice. Pam achas nishtoa edemilava. Once, the witnesses took too long showing up. Viniskakalu alavim bashir. And Levim messed up in the song. And the Gemara is going to explain what that means. But they messed up the song for the day. Hiskinush loyu makavlin elada mincha. And they said, you know what? We can only accept edim on the 30th of Elul up until mincha. Because we need to know what to do for the afternoon carbon, and we can't have a problem like this. We can't deal with that. Vimbo edim en amincha lamala. So what do you do if the witnesses do show up late? Noag in Osayim Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh. So we treat that day as Rosh Hashanah and the next day as Rosh Hashanah. They're both Rosh Hashanah. The Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shumakalin is Achodesh Kalayom. Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, well, gee, I guess there's no reason for us to worry anymore about having a problem with Shir, right? So therefore, we'll accept it all day long. There's a nice little discussion about that, but leave it be. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara asks, what exactly went wrong? Ma kilku kilkulu anivli halavim bashir. What exactly went wrong? Hacha targimu shlo amru shira kolikar. In Bavel, they explained that the Levium did not say any shira because they didn't know what to sing. So they didn't say anything. Rabbi Zera amru shamru shir shel hol shal im tamish shal bein arbayim. Rabbi Zera said, no, they just said the wrong one. They said the hol one, and it turned out to be Rosh Hashanah. That was what we said in that Mishnah. So now, I don't understand. Oh, I'm sorry, one more step. The Rambam, source number 5. The Rambam describes that story. They didn't know what carbon they were going to do. Forget the song. They didn't know what carbon to bring. If they're going to make the carbon ola, the carbon tamid in the afternoon, witnesses might now show up and say, today is Rosh Hashanah. Oops, we needed to bring a carbon musaf. But it's too late. It's too late. We brought the afternoon carbon tamid. It's too late to bring the musaf. So So therefore they said, no more. We're not accepting edim at this point. We need to make sure we have enough time after they testify to do the musaf and the second carbon tamid of the day. So now we get to our question. What's our question? What's our question? What's the problem here?
How can you close the door if you can come with Freya and
I don't understand. Well, let me put it the other way. If you are concerned about the possibility that Edom are going to show up on the 30th of Elul and say, actually today is Aleph Tishrei and therefore you brought the wrong carbon, right? Retroactively you brought the wrong carbon. Why are you worried about that? You just told me that Edom could show up on the 12th of Tishrei and say you had the wrong day for Yom Kippur. If that doesn't bother you, why does it bother you? They'll tell you you had the wrong day. Your answer will be, Nu Atem. You know, that's the way it goes. So these are the Yom Tovim that we have. So two different answers. One from the Tzlach, one from the Minchas Chinuch. The Tzlach says, you're right. Nonetheless, we still would like to avoid this because it's a common problem. Take a look at source number 6. He says, "Hayel makopan latake nishem lobo edim ad yom lamad aleph." Vehiidu al yom lamed sheyugmru yom lamed aleph bikedusha. They should have said, if edim show up, we're going to conclude this day as kodesh and tomorrow is kodesh. Avshe noda lamafreya sheetmol hayer Rosh Hashanah. Even though now it turns out, oops, yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. Venira kevan shekas. I'm sorry, that's where they didn't come that day. They came the next day. The witnesses show up on 31 and say, actually, yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. So what they should have done is said, okay, we'll keep this as kodesh. He says, it's uncommon that witnesses are going to see the moon the night of the 30th, not show up all day on the 30th, and then show up, on day 31. So therefore, they didn't make it takana for that situation, because the answer is, you keep whatever day you keep, that's the day based and declared, and if they do show up, so we say, okay, but it's at them. We declared it, we were right at the time, and that's all that's necessary. Aval achar she'ira kilkul b'shir, v'utzachul etakin shem yavo b'yom lamed menemen chol amal shal yakablu idusan klal, v'utzachul etakin she'inagu osa yom kodesh, hiskinu gam ken al yom lamed alef shem yizdamen she'inagu gam bo b'yom kodesh. He says, what they did do was say, if witnesses show up on the afternoon of day 30 and say, this should have been Aleph Tishrei, we'll keep this day and the next day. Because that's a more common case. It's much more common for witnesses to see the moon on the night of the 30th and show up on the day of the 30th than for witnesses to see it on the night of the 30th and show up on the 31st. So therefore, they didn't bother to make a takana for the case where they show up on the 31st. If they show up on the 31st, it's too bad. Atem. This is your yontif and you're fine. However, it is common for them to show up on the 30th during the day. And therefore, they needed to make a takana. And the takana they made was, today will be Kodesh, and tomorrow will be Kodesh as well. Because of this concern about Kilkul and messing up with the Karbanos v'chule. So what they're trying to do is, as much as is possible, to satisfy both sides. That's what the Tzlach says. But yes, they recognize the authority of Beis Din. The Minchas Chinuch disagreed. I tried to put it on the sheet, but now it doesn't matter because we all have Minchas Chinuch here. The Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not going to do it inside because there's so much to get to still. But if you want to look at it at some point, it's Sivkat and Zion in the Minchas Chinuch on this Kalkul Bashir is where he has the discussion. He says the powers of Beis Din do mean that whatever day you observe is right. It's not Kilkul. Then what was Kilkul there? The reason Kilkul is involved in that case in Rosh Hashanah is because in that case they accepted the witnesses on that day specifically. And so the day itself was simply wrong. In other words, today's day 30 of Elul, right? Edim showed up and said, today should have been Rosh Chodesh. It should have been Rosh Hashanah. And we accepted them, bo bayom. So we have declared ourselves wrong. It's not like an ordinary mistake. In an ordinary mistake,
but then passively, because they didn't do anything, you're saying.
Or even actively.
No, no, no.
Or even actively, but it's over with. In other words, we observed that day. We considered Elul to be 30 days.
Right.
And we observed the wrong day for Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, it's already passed. Okay.
It's already passed. It's okay. Gone.
Sorry. We did it right.
It just was on the wrong day.
Right.
That's fine. But if on that day itself I find out that it's the wrong day, I can't say Atem. Because on that day I found out I was wrong. That's the Menchas Chinuch's answer. As opposed to the Tzlach. The Tzlach says, you're right, technically it's fine, but since we can make a Takana, and it's a common case, it's worth a Takana. The Menchas Chinuch says, no. This doesn't fit under Atem. Atem doesn't work in a case where you discovered your mistake that day. When you discover your mistake that day, you're declaring, no, this isn't Rosh Hashanah. This is Rosh Hashanah, actually. This shouldn't have been a whole day. It should have been a Rosh Hashanah day.
So what's the option of them not accepting the item?
So he said,
is there that option?
Well, that's what their takana is. Their takana is where we make a deadline and you don't accept the item. And therefore, whatever we did is done. Exactly, that's exactly what they're doing. Beis Din is avoiding the situation in which you observe part of the day one way and then change your mind in the middle.
Because then once they accept it, it's tied to the sasri. You can't do both.
Exactly. Okay. Going back now to our theme, though, of the powers of Atam, I loved that, and it fit into the discussion about Lemafreya that we had 2 weeks ago, so I wanted to make sure to get to that. Going forward, though, with this point and the powers of the Beis Din, the Tzlach's position is that Atem is a month-specific idea. It's not about the years at all. And you see it in source number 7, his comment on the Gemara in Brachos, and he brings several proofs for this idea. I'm going to mention the proofs outside, and then we'll see it in the Tzlach. Proof number 1 is what you noted as we read the sources, that the Gemara only mentions it regarding months. Right? The paradigm is the case of Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua about 30 days in El. That's a month issue, not a year issue. That's one proof. Number 2, the Rambam only mentions it in the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh. He doesn't mention it in the laws of Iber Shana. The 4th parak in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh is about Iber Shana, and the Rambam there doesn't mention this concept at all. That's number 2. Number 3, the Gemara actually in Sanhedrin says there are limits to what you could do with Ibur Shana. There are cases in which you declare the Ibur and it doesn't work. For example, you're not allowed to do it after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Or we say there are certain factors that allow you to do it. If you do it for the wrong set of factors, in Ibura and Amil Baris, it doesn't work. So the Tzlach says, if we said Atem no matter what, then there would be no such rule as Imibru and Amil Baris. And finally, he brings it based on a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, which we'll see inside. It's a little more complex than I can do outside, so we'll see it inside. But he has 4 arguments for his position. Take a look at source number 7, and we start reading the Tzlach. Va'omnom, he says, in truth. Din zeh, de atem afilu shogigim, shayach rak b'chidush chadashim le'inyin malei b'chaser. That's it. Right, that we saw in source number 1. Right, that case, that's the discussion where in the Gemara where they talk about Kiddush HaChodesh, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua duke it out over whether you should have made the month 30 days or not. Aval b'Ibur Hashana lo matzinu zeh sheyishar kaya mashasu shelo kalacha. Ibur Hashana, we don't find this concept that if they do something wrong, it stands anyway. V'adraba, and just the opposite, he jumps to what I said was proof number 3. Lahefech al devarim she'ein ma'avrim aleihem matzinu she'amu v'imibroin amibaris. Regarding the cases that don't work, do we find them saying, yeah, if you declare the Ibur, it's invalid. Mechlad elomrinim b'zeh atem afilu shoginu mutin, etc. That's a second proof. V'chein kasvu atosus v'zechus Rosh Hashanah daf chaf aleph amid aleph. And he says also, you'll see it in the Tosus in Rosh Hashanah daf chaf aleph amid aleph. Hang in there, that's going to be source number 8. I'm going to actually skip his point on that because I want to see the Tosus inside first. Okay? I'm jumping to the end of the next line. V'chein mashma barambam. V'chein mashma barambam. Shalom hizkir davar zebi ibu Rosh Hashanah rak b'kiddush HaChodesh. Right, the Rambam didn't mention it for Rosh Hashanah, only in Kiddush HaChodesh. V'zeh l'shonu perk beiz halachayud beizit shekitshu as HaChodesh ben shogin ben mutin. Right, on that u'beperek dalet yinei Rosh Hashanah lo hizkir mizeh klum. What's his argument from Tosfos? This is very interesting. It's on that famous story of Levi showing up, and he thinks that they're observing the wrong day for Yom Kippur. He says their food sure smells good on Yom Kippur. Right, so Tosfos' question here is regarding Chizkiah. Okay? Why doesn't Let me take a step back. Remember that Chizkiah does 6 things, and we say 3 things that Chachamim agreed with, 3 things they didn't agree with, 3 things they protested, 3 things they didn't protest. He gets rid of the Sefer HaRefuos, Gir Atzmos Aviv, right? The whole story there. So one of the things he does, the Gemara says, is Iber Nisan B'Nisan. Right? He adds a day to... I'm sorry, Iber... He adds a month. He makes Nisan into Adar Sheni. And it's already Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which you're not supposed to do, right? Remember why we don't want you to do that? Why are you not supposed to be Ma'aber the Shana once you've already hit Nisan? Because they'll never take you seriously anymore. Right? They've been preparing for Yantif. You think this is a problem only Nisan. This is a problem where you Purim time. But nonetheless, in those days, they were more Kadosh, and they needed only 2 weeks to prepare for Pesach. So the concern is, they're going to do all their preparation for Pesach, and then you're going to declare, oops, Adar Sheni, and instead you have to go make Shalach Manos. Right, and they say it'll just be a joke, and no one will trust you anymore because they'll always assume. I think they'll actually stone the Beis Din. But the point is, you don't do it at that point. And the Gemara asks, well, doesn't Chizkiah know that rule? What was he thinking? And the answer is, yeah, it was actually the 30th of Adar. And we'll have some discussion about that a little bit more. We're not done yet, done with that. But take a look at what Tosfos does with this. His Tosfos' fundamental question is, why doesn't Chizkiah defend his action by saying, Atem? Right? Whatever you do is right. V'lodami nami lahu de parakama de Sanhedrin, source number 8. This is not like the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Shebikesh Chizkiah rachmem al atzmo, where Chizkiah davens to Hashem for mercy for this mistake. Dichsiv kiachua pesach b'lo kakasud, right? The umafarish there, the Gemara explains, what do you mean they ate Pesach wrong? She'ibru ashana biyom lamet shel Adar. That they did the Ibro on 30th of Adar, va'aser, which you can't do, halvaroy lekavo Nisan, because that should have been Nisan, and you can't be ma'aber in Nisan. End of quote from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. V'lo amrinan atem afilu shogegim. Why does Chizkiah say? Chizkiah didn't say, well, that's an atem, and therefore it's all right, whatever I do. Mishum de lo shayach, ela kagon yom lamed, o yom lamed aleph. He says, Atem only applies to the day 30, day 31, when you fixed one of them as Rosh Chodesh, either saying the previous month was 29 or was 30 inappropriately, based on the wrong witnesses, based on Edus Sheker, whatever it was, that's when Atem works. Says that Tzlach, it sounds very clear. Tosus is saying, Atem doesn't work for Yibur Hashana. Right? If I stop here, doesn't Tosus sound convincing for the Tzlach? I was sold until I saw the Menachas Chinuch trash it. The language that Tosus uses is very odd. It's wordy. If Tosus meant to tell me Atem Afilu Shogin is only by Yom Lamed Aleph, he could have stopped after he said O Yom Lamed Aleph. Did he really need to go on? He really needs to give me this whole long discussion of it. So the Menachas Chinuch disagrees with the Tzlach. He says, I believe the Tzlach is wrong. I believe that Adar Sheni also is subject to the laws of Atem. And he says, I will prove it to you. Is everyone with me so far?
No.
We're good? He says, I'm going to prove it first based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now, his argument is somewhat circular, I have to tell you. His argument is somewhat circular. As you'll see in a second. Well, I didn't bring it on the sheet, so we'll say it outside. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us first about the big three reasons to add an Adar. Right? They are Tekufa, Aviv, and Peros HaIlon. Tekufa meaning Sukkot has to be timed right in terms of the Tekufa of Tishrei. Certain days need to fall out within Tekufas Tishrei. I don't remember the whole deal of which part of the Yontif anymore. It's a nice long discussion. The Pesach has to be in the Aviv, because the Torah says so. And the and Peros HaIlon, you need to worry about your Bikurim being timed right for Shavuos. Those are the three biblical factors. But then the Gemara gives you all sorts of other factors.
Rain, right. Money.
Right. The roads aren't done right, haven't been fixed yet. They're still wet from the rain. The Tanurei Pesachim, the ovens that you have set up for Karm Pesach are still wet. Right. The Golios Yisrael Shalom Nakru and the Koman, the Jews haven't gotten their act together. They haven't started moving yet towards Yerushalayim. So the Menachas Chinuch is bothered. And he says the question is the answer. His question is, if you right, his question is, if you can't mess with Yibur Hashana, how are there rabbinic factors? So this must be a proof that you can mess with Yibur Hashana. The question is the answer. That's the that's his argument. And he says, as far as the Tzlach's proofs, none of them are adequate. Number one, in terms of the statement of, hey, it doesn't appear in the Gemara regarding Yibur Hashana, that's okay, I have a Sifra. Medrash Torah Kohanim says it explicitly. Source number 9. Lo haisa ashana tzvicha la'aber v'ibruha. If the year didn't require an extra month, and they did it anyway, anusim, shogin, mutin, whatever, minayin shimi uberes, shenemar ashetekru osam mo'adai, atem afilu shogin, atem afilu mutim, atem afilu anusim, imkrozim atem mo'adai, v'imla v'inan mo'adai. So it's explicit in the Sifra. Now, it didn't appear in the Gemara, right? It only appeared in the Sifra. And he says, well, that's just dandy. Take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, source number 10, by Yosef Kara. We like him. On a completely separate discussion regarding Hafara and Hatara of Nedarim. Remember, the rule is that a husband can only matir nedarim of inui nefesh, right? The nedarim that are going to affect his life, that are going to make his life difficult. Right, ben ola ve'ina. So the question is, does that apply to the father also? Does that limitation apply, or can the father do any nedarim? So take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. Masha Kasav, regarding that which he wrote, Sha'av mefer kol min nedar mushvuos, that the father has complete power, not just over beinola beina type things, you know, nefesh type things, but in general. Harash Raran Kasvu Sham, Shagama av eino mefer nedar msheva minu nefesh, that no, the father is limited just like the husband is. The Kasav Arash Tachi Yisav Ahedya Besifri, and the Rash said, yeah, that's in the Sifri. The Kasav Baal, I forget who that is at the moment. Did I write it on my sheet? I looked it up to see who that was. And I'm completely blanking. Sorry about that. But somebody wrote, at any rate, the Shechachme Lunil Hikshu L'Rabbeinu Ma'id the Sifri, that indeed, the Chachme Lunil challenged that based on the Sifri. They challenged the Rambam and said, hey, there's a Sifri, right? What do you do with the Sifri? Ve'ishiv dekasha lo aleha. Midilo ishtimid shum echad mishnei ha-gemaros v'lo atosefta la'azgir osa drasha de Sifri. And his answer was that it can't be that this would be the halacha and it wouldn't have made it into Bavli, Yerushalmi, or Tosefta. If it was a real big-time halacha, it would have made it into one of those l'vichach sovar delesa la'hi drasha ela libid Rabbi Shimon. He said, you know, it must be that drasha is only the view of Rabbi Shimon. Distam Sifri kivasei, because well, Sifri doesn't have any attribution. That's who it follows. It's Rabbi Shimon talking. So that's why he didn't agree with it. V'lo kaimel anachi. And we don't follow it. Ela nakitina kipashte dekra. We follow the simple read of the pasuk shalchilik ba'av, that the father has no distinction in terms of which adarim he can do. Ella amar kol adarav asarah asher asra anasha lo yakum. Now the Kesef Mishnah speaks for himself. He says, udvar temahu, this is shocking. Lidchos b'risa de sifri mishum delo nizgra b'gemara zuvitosefta, to reject the sifri because it doesn't appear in the Gemara. Ve'av agav the stam sifri Rabbi Shimon, granted Rabbi Shimon is accredited with the Sifri. Kevin delo ashkachan man de poligalei ba mashma de divrei akoli. Since no one disagrees, it's not like you have a gemara against it. It sounds like everybody agrees. Uvakam akomos posek rabbeinu kebraisa de Sifri. The Rambam Paskins like the braisas and the Sifri many times. Alpishon isku be gemara as well, but Tosefta. Even though it's not in the Gemara, it's not in the Tosefta. We have this over and over again. The Rambam will take a Sifri. The Kesef Mishnah often is one to point out that it's a Sifri. So sometimes even we can't even find what Sifri he's talking about, but he does it. So says the Minchas Chinuch. This Minchas Chinuch, I gave you the reference there. It's in Os Chaf Dalet. If you want to take a look at it inside, he says the fact that this doesn't appear in the Gemara as a power of Beis Din doesn't mean anything because the Sifri does indeed mention it. That's number one as far as your point about it appearing in the Gemara. I really liked this. We didn't need to see this Kesef Mishnah. Except that I think if you come out of the shiur with only one point, you know, I think this is a good one to come away with. This point that the Sifri is considered a valid halachic source on par with the Gemara, such that if you don't find source in the Gemara, but you find it there, that becomes halacha. So he says, that's what I'm doing with proof number one. As far as the Rambam not mentioning it, that's okay. It's obvious. It's obvious from the fact that the Rambam lists these powers of the Rabbanan to be Ma'aber the Shana because of the ovens and the roads and everything else, he must believe that the Rabbanan have power. Right? They must have the ability to do what they choose. Ah, what do you do then with the third proof of a Mebrua Eina Me'uberes? Right? What do you do with the fact that that there are times when we say it doesn't work? He says, yeah, because the Chachamim also have the power to impose limits. They have the power to say, do it, and they have the power to say, don't do it. That's what Atem means. Atem does not mean whatever day you pick is Rosh Chodesh, is Adar Sheni, whatever it is. Atem means you have the power to make the rules about what's going to count. And the Chacham make a rule and say, this doesn't count, then boom, that doesn't count. What does he do with Tosfos? So this is fascinating. He says, you misunderstood the question. You have to reinterpret Tosfos' question and his answer. Tosfos was not really asking exactly what we thought. We thought, again, that Tosfos' question was, why does Chizki have to daven for mercy for having been ma'aber nisan b'nisan? Right? Why does he have to do that? He could just declare atem and that's his get-out-of-jail-free card. So he says that can't be. Why? He says, first of all, it can't be that this was day 30 of Adar. Because if it's day 30 of Adar, it's valid bidyevet. Don't tell me that he had to daven for mercy for the fact that he violated the lechatchila. He says that can't be. Granted, we'll see in a minute that that's exactly what Rashi believes. But that's what that's a given, says the Menachas Chinuch. Rather, he quotes you the Maharsha. The Maharsha says it was actually the 30th day of Adar after Beis Din was already Mekadesh the Chodesh. He says it was the 30th of Adar after Kiddush, and Tosfos was asking that the rule is it should work b'di'eved on day 30 after Kiddush because of Atem. That's what Tosfos is asking. And Tosfos' answer is there are limits to the use of Atem, just like Beis Din cannot make a month less than 29 days or more than 30 days. And the same thing is true that there are limits for the year.
So take a look at that.
Let's go back to Tosfos, the source number 8. He says, Mishum, to the end of that Tosfos, Mishum de lo shayach ela kegon yom lamed o yom lamed aleph. The limit of Atem is only to say this was a 30-day month or a 29-day month, right? That Rosh Chodesh is day 30 of the previous month or day 31 of the previous month. When they decide that it's going to be a chaser month or a malay month, right, inappropriately, that's the limits of Atem, meaning that just that there are limits of Atem. That's his only point. And therefore, Chizkiah had a limit imposed on him of no declaring Adar Sheni
into the month.
Into the month, exactly. Once they're Mekadesh, even though it's the 30th of Adar, that's it. Azoy Shteit the Menachas Chinuch. Frankly, I still like the Tzlach Sreed of Tosfos better. But his point about the Gemara and the Rabbanan having the authority to make up all these other reasons for Rosh Hashanah is a compelling argument. At the same time, Tosfos really sounds more like the Tzlach than the Menachas Chinuch to me. One additional note regarding this read that the Maharsha has in Tosfos. The Gemara asked how Chizkiah could have thought La'aber Nisan. Doesn't he know the rules? And they answered that it was the 30th. The Maharsha took that to mean the 30th post Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? That was the Maharsha's point. However, Rashi says explicitly it's not so. If you take a look at Rashi, source 11, on that Gemara with Chizkiah, B'yom Shloshim Shel Adar, the Af Alpi Shalom is Kadesh HaChodesh, granted that Kiddush HaChodesh had not yet happened. He's explicitly against what the Maharsha says. Shadayin lo Boedim, witnesses had not yet shown up. There was no Kiddush HaChodesh yet. So Rashi clearly believes that it was done on the 30th of Adar, a day which we believe works b'di'eved, and that Chizkiah is davening for mercy.
So worried, because even though they had, why was he so worried?
Right, so Rashi will have to say that Chizkiah is bothered even just about violating al-Khathila. Even though b'di'eved what he did was kosher, Chizkiah was upset, being Chizkiah, about having violated a lechatchila. This also seems to be supported in the Rambam in Hechos Bias Mikdash, where the Rambam writes, source 12, V'odacheres haisa sham ba'osa hashana. There was something else that happened that year. It's part of a different discussion that he has. She'iber Chizkiah melech hashana v'yom shloshim shal adar she'ro'i liyos Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'asa osa chodesh adar sheni v'la'od l'cham shen ma'abrin b'yom zek mo shebi'anu b'kiddush ha'chodesh. He doesn't say it's after Kiddush. It makes it sound like it was just 30th of Adar. Yeah. So that supports Rashi's idea. Rashi and the Rambam do in fact seem to think that yes, he was davening for mercy for that. So they don't necessarily take it the way the Maharsha reads the Tosfos. Frankly though, I think even without the Maharsha's read of Tosfos, the Menachas Chinuch's read stands. If you like the Menachas Chinuch, you like it whether it's his version of the question or not. We started out by saying that Beis Din has the authority to set the Moedim. We saw the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. We saw the Rambam codified in Kiddush HaChodesh. We had a parenthetical point about, well, if whatever Beis Din does is done, then what was Niskaku Alavi and Bashir? And the Tzlach's answer was, you're right, technically it is valid, but we'd like to avoid these things, and it's a Shchiach case, so we needed to make a Takana, as opposed to making a takana for the case where they show up on day 31. And the Menachas Chinuch's answer was, no, this doesn't work. You can't say Atem, because you have witnesses coming bo bayom, and you're accepting them bo bayom. You have a tardes asay on that day, no Atem is going to save you there. Okay. Going back in general to the power, though, the Tzlach says it only works for months for four reasons. Number one, the Gemara didn't mention it regarding years. Number two, the Rambam didn't mention it regarding years. Number three, there are limitations where we say Yimibrua Eina Meuberes. And number four, Tosfos asks why Chizkiah didn't justify himself with Atem. And his answer apparently is because it doesn't work for years. It only works for day 30, day 31 of a month. Menachas Chinuch says it's not correct. He says, from the fact that you have these additional ways to be Ma'abar the Shana, that shows the Rabbanan do have extraordinary power, which must be rooted in Atem. Parenthetically, we still don't know why the Tzlach, how the Tzlach will explain these extraordinary powers. That we don't have an answer for. I didn't look through the entire comment of the Tzlach. It could be at some point he does do it. But the Menachas Chinuch says, as far as your proofs, we have a Sifra, even if we don't have a Gemara, and we're just fine relying on the Sifra. The Rambam understood it to be inferred from the fact that there are other opportunities from Hebrew Shana based on Koach Darabanan. As for Imibre and Imuberes, the Chacham have the power to impose limits. And as far as Tosfos, what Tosfos was saying is he didn't use Atem because the Chachamim created limitations on it. And one of the limitations is day 30 post Kiddush HaChodesh, following the Marsha's read, that in fact it occurred post Kiddush HaChodesh. Rashi, and apparently the Rambam as well, happened not to believe that that's the story. They think that it was pre Kiddush HaChodesh, and that the reason he was so upset was not that it wasn't valid b'di'eved, but that he had violated L'chatchila.
Who enunciates or who says that? One of the reasons he said was that one of the refutations of the reason was the Rambam. It could be because the fact that they have this power. Does anybody say that, or is like who actually
that
the Rambam, the Tzachar Rambam said the Rambam? So you said, well, it could be just even the fact that that there are other ways for and that doesn't mention the Rambam. That the Rambam, therefore, is in and of itself an admission by the Rambam. But does anybody say that? Or
that's the Menachas
Chinuch.
Yeah, if you take a look at Oskar Dali, he walks you through all this. It's just because we started so late with the end of Marim, I didn't want to go through everything in depth. That's the Menachas Chinuch's argument. I didn't come up with that one. He does that. He walks you through it. The bottom of Chavtes is where he answers for the Gemara and brings you the Sifri over onto the top of Lamed. And at the end of the first paragraph in Lamed, the last six lines, Uma Shalohevi Arambamze, Samach al Shahevi Dinim the Chacham Armu Shema Abrin, Vichom Asher Muchazal Shainim Uberes, Gil Nefne Rosh Hashanah Deinim Uberes, Shurak Midur Abanan, Kumushin Var Lahalam, Bishim Ramban, Hech Yachlo Chachamim La'aber, O Ligzer Shaloyim Uber, Akarcha Chadavar, Maser Bidayim. Right, so it's by inference. Im came before that davar masel based in a gadol to do as they will choose.
Right.
Yeah, very good. Shkoach.